Nathan. Good call. Come back. Craig is in Maumelle. Craig.
Hey, what's going on?
What's happening?
Got my heart ripped out last year when Martin Keimer made that four-footer right after the old man Stricker missed his four-footer, and they came back and, you know, whooped us in the Ryder Cup.
Oh,
that's
yes.
My heart-wrenching moment.
You know what? I actually got emotionally invested in that. That's a great,
that
great
was a
reminder.
Good one.
Thank you so much for bringing that up and kicking me square in the groin again.
That hurts. Just thinking about it
that
again.
That sucked.
They had it.
It was just
they
like the Iowa State to blow it like that. Oh. Exactly. Exactly. To blow it like that. And it was bad coaching by the way he put his lineup together. It was bad all around.
They had it.
Thanks for bringing that
up. Thank you, Craig.
To come in and kick me in the face. Sterling.
The heart-wrenching moment is 2007, Tuscaloosa, and Arkansas battled from 21 down and took the lead, ended up losing on about a last-second touchdown in 07, and McFadden got the concussion and couldn't come back in the game.
Who was it against?
I guess Alabama.
Was that Bama at Tuscaloosa, you said, Sterling?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that one's tough.
Mm. Yeah, they battled back. McFadden had a great game, but he got a concussion late and couldn't come back in the game. But I totally agree with you. Iowa State got robbed, and I'm not so sure that Ohio State didn't knock the ball out on the rebound. That they didn't get the rebound and the ball was out of bounds.
Yeah, it was that might have been a 50-50 too, and they could have gone alternate possession, which by the way would have gone to Iowa State.
It was a terrible call. Not only, like you say, not only was he in the restricted area, he slid underneath him.
Yeah,
I mean it's no way. I mean
when he was already up, going towards
terrible,
the basket.
Terrible
yeah,
call. Cost him the game.
Yeah,
it cost you the game. I don't care about that rebound at the end. If they make the right call, you don't need a rebound at the end. The game's over.
Mm-hmm.
Have a great day.
Painful. Thank you, Sterling.
Very upset.
Oh. Alabama 2010.
We'll do game balls and jockstraps, Chris, coming back. Let's get these final calls on heart-wrenching moments for people, or gut-wrenching, or heartbreaking. Heartbreaking or
groin
gut-wrenching.
Groin-kicking.
Yeah, groin-kicking moments, yes, in the zone. Bino.
What's up, guys?
What's happening?
I believe I had my heart ripped out at my first Arkansas-LSU game. It was, I believe it's called the Miracle on Markham.
Oh, you're an LSU fan?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, ouch.
Sorry about that.
That was one of the best games probably ever been to, and then the triple overtime where Arkansas won the year we won the national championship. I just knew that they booted us out of the run for the national championship, but they didn't. We ended up winning. So.
Yeah, how about that deal? That was one of the greatest games I've ever seen.
Yeah, that was incredible.
That was incredible, yeah.
Yeah, it's nice.
All right, well, thanks, guys.
Yeah,
thank you, Bino.
The thing. See, Bino, the difference is between your LSU team that year and my Iowa State team this year is that Iowa State season's over. LSU still won the national title with two losses, the only team ever to do it, and probably the only team that ever will do it.
Yeah, BCS at least, yeah.
Ugh. I'm trying to find the miracle for him so I could rub it in. I want somebody else to suffer with me. You know, another one where I got totally into the game at War Memorial a couple of years later against LSU where Arkansas takes the lead late on the 80-yard touchdown run by Darren McFadden, only to give up the kickoff return by Trinan Holiday.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Ugh.
Oh, I know.
Jones back in the shotgun. The line of scrimmage, the 31-yard line of LSU. There's the snap. Jones looking. Jones now throwing to the end zone, and it is complete! Touchdown!
I've never had an LSU fan call in and talk about their perspective on that. It's always Arkansas fans and how exciting it was. Never from the other side. Jeff.
Yeah, mine is the Sugar Bowl game just a couple of years ago where we came back, and I was so emotionally invested in that game. I actually felt sick when we threw the interception at the end, but that game just tore me all up.
Yeah.
What's the phrase that pays, Jeff? The phrase that pays. Scoop. And score.
Scoop and score.
Pick
exactly.
It up. Scoop and score, baby. Also known as pick it up, dummy. But yeah, that was a frustrating one for sure. But man, to come back in that game, that was same thing as I went through yesterday.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. If your team just goes and gets beat by 30, or Arkansas was on its way to getting blown out in the Sugar Bowl
at
halftime.
Yes.
If you would just stay there, that'd be fine as a fan.
I'd feel more okay leaving the game. I really would.
But if you're going to get all the way back in the game and then take the lead.
Don't do it.
Don't do that to me.
Don't
you got to win it if you're going to do that. You're
don't
killing
do it.
Me. I mean, honestly, I had a year taken off my life at least yesterday. There's no question. Anyway, Jeff, thank you for that.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.
I hate being a sports fan. I hate sports. I don't know why we do this to ourselves. I would honestly. No, I wouldn't.
No.
But it's. I mean, seriously, I actually talked to somebody who works in the world of sports yesterday, and I said, as a fan, these are the moments that I have to question my existence on Earth. I said, it's a great thing I was never much of a player to put myself in a position to play in these games that actually matter.
You wouldn't handle it.
I would have eaten a revolver. There is no question in my mind I would have blown my brains out. I'm serious. There is no question in my mind I would have killed myself 10 times over if I would have put myself in that kind of situation as a player. Luckily, I suck, so God knew. You know, what's the thing is about how he won't give you more than you can handle?
That's right.
God knew I never needed to be a high-profile elite athlete because I would have really blown my top.
You almost couldn't handle yesterday.
Yeah.
Barely.
As a fan. No, if I was a player yesterday as an Iowa State player, I don't know if I could have made it. I don't know if I would have got out of there alive. UConn.
Hey, Dallas 49ers Clark end zone.
Yeah.
Oh,
that was,
yeah.
That was the, I had to go hide my guns that
the
night.
Catch?
You said a mouthful there.
Catch. Hey, you know, I've seen something on ESPN 3030. It's called Survive in Advance about the 83 NC State Championship.
Yeah.
You have got to see that. That's the most amazing thing I have ever seen. If you're a March Madness fan, whoever you are, absolutely have to see this.
Absolutely. UConn, I heard, too, that was the best one from the people I've talked to. They've said that's the best 30 for 30 yet.
If you don't cry, I promise you, you're not a human being.
Okay,
I like it.
I promise I will.
I can't wait to see it.
UConn, I cry at coffee commercials. You know I'm going to cry.
Exactly. Hey, that game was a great game, and they really could have went to the Final Four if they would have won that. I have no doubt.
There's no doubt in my mind, and that's the thing. They shoot it so well, and when they're
on,
they're brutal. They're tough.
Game. But, you know, that's what it's all about. That's what March Madness is about.
It's about your team getting screwed by the referees? Is that what it's about?
I didn't think it that way.
It's the underlying message of
March
Madness.
Oh, you mean the other part. Oh, yeah.
I hear you. Well, I'm just happy Connecticut's won a couple national champions, and the girls are still in it. So,
yep.
And hopefully we'll be back in the next couple of years. So.
Everybody's playing for second in women's basketball.
Okay. Have a good day.
Later.
John, Gary, Bob, get to all you guys in a minute. We got to talk about Marshall Henderson. We have to talk about more gut-wrenching moments. We have to talk about game balls and jockstraps. And Chris is going to keep us updated on the events at Bay Hill. Ken Duke had a birdie early and then a bogey. He's in a pack of guys at 9-under par. Everybody's kind of playing for second, too. Right now, Tiger Woods in this scenario from women's basketball perspective would be Brittany Griner.
Yes.
And then it's everybody else. But right now, Tiger is rolling, or I guess she would be Tiger Woods, maybe. But anyway,
she might be.
He's winning, and but look, a second place finish is a pile of money. Would be a great way to jumpstart the season
Huge.
For Ken Duke.
Huge.
So hopefully, maybe Tiger will slip. Who knows?
We'll keep the update on the scores, especially if you're on I-40, like Gary.
Yes, exactly. It's hard to watch it if you're driving around. We need to get the Golf Channel on though and get this off. We'll be back. We have a special guest coming up as well. Talk about a special event. Vicky Wingfield's here from the Arkansas Heart Hospital, and Chris Kane's here too.
I'm here. Present.
And he brought a rap about the Florida Gulf Coast team.
You watch it?
Yes, I did. We're going to play it.
Excellent. Can't wait. Dunk City. Yeah.